Are your kitchen and bathroom remodels a little overdue? Well, now's your chance to call First Response Contracting. John Sellers will take care of you. 484-256-7136. They do residential and commercial, and they're licensed and insured. Give them a call at 484-256-7136. Hello, this is Brad Wiseman. You're listening to Real Estate and You. We are back again in the studio. You're going to notice we look a little different if you're watching through streaming on the podcast. You really don't care at all because you can't see us, so who really cares, right? But no, we're upgrading some things here. We got things going on. And guess who we have back in the studio? We have Justin Perella back here to talk about mortgages. And we're actually going to jump right into it. We're going to jump right into about first-time home buyers. Yeah. Or even second time is okay, too.
Yeah, it is.
We'll work with anybody.
Yeah.
We're not prejudiced to go with just a first-time buyer or a second-time buyer. We'll go with an anytime buyer, right?
Taking all comers.
All comers. It's exactly. We are not yet. We're kind of like we're kind of pigs in that way, right? You know.
Well,
maybe
that's how we feed our family.
That's right. It's exactly right. So I wanted to bring you back in here, like I always do every month, just to find out what's going on. And if you are watching us on streaming, you're going to notice some differences in what you see. But as far as the podcast goes, we sound the same.
Yep.
And we're talking about the same kind of stuff. So we're going to talk about some real estate stuff here. So you had said that you wanted to jump into talking about first-time buyers. And like I said, in second-time buyers is fine too. But there's so much going on right now in the market. You know, if I was a buyer right now, Justin, jumping into this market, I would be a little scared.
Yeah. Apprehensive, I guess, would be
apprehensive.
A word,
much better word. Much better word. Apprehensive. And it, but what I think the thing that they have to understand, everybody's going through this.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not alone. It's frustrating, but you know, this gives you time to plan and make sure that you have all your ducks in a row. So this is why we're going to go over this, because if you are a first-time home buyer, the more prepared you can come into the situation, meaning with your credit score, your income, your down payment money, and be prepared to put in a couple offers, right?
I mean, oh, yeah. And that's what I was saying to you when we were preparing for this a little bit. One of the things that I like to let people know up front is build that expectation.
Yeah.
You know, part of being frustrated is when somebody builds the wrong expectation up front.
Yeah.
And what they told you is not going in line with what is happening to you.
Well, remember the days when you used to go out, you'd say, go online and look at some houses you like, we'll look at them. But no, don't look at homes yet. I mean, maybe to get price ranges, but those homes aren't going to be there when you're ready.
And it's true. It gives them an idea what they get for that value. Yep. You know, that's pricing, it makes them an educated buyer that way. But you're right. To think that you say, hey, well, let's go see that 2 weekends from now.
No.
Ain't going to happen. No. It's not going to be around. So people just have to get used to that a little bit. Yeah. But I think also letting them know, almost every buyer I work with right now, Justin, it's 3 or 4 offers. And you know that. You're doing numbers for me 3 and 4 times. Sometimes more.
7, 8.
Yeah.
So just stay involved. Stay positive. Yeah. Is what I would say.
Yeah.
But don't fall in love with anything you know what? The cool thing is I'm getting to meet the clients mm-hmm. sooner than
right,
I normally
right.
would.
Right.
So I'm building that relationship with them earlier, which is better for the whole process because now I know them inside and out come 2 weeks, 3 weeks down the line. So, and I understand them, what they want, what they need, what they don't want, and their income. I kind of get a better picture of the buyer because I have a little bit more time with them.
And also they want to listen to a show that we did last time called The 10 Commandments.
Oh, that's
10
right.
Commandments
yeah.
of Buying a Home. That did very well. We had
did
a lot
it?
Of listens on that. Yes, it
Good.
did very well. So that's one I would, if I was somebody looking, they should definitely look into it. So where are we at with USDA, PHFA? We hear about it all the time, mm-hmm. but I like to let people know there are income limitations on these programs,
point.
Right?
Yeah, there's and credit score. So
okay.
See, most first-time home buyers now, if they're younger, mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, they do a great job with credit scores and paying their bills on time.
I think that's good to hear.
Yeah, it's gone from our age group mm-hmm. that blew our credit up because every college was giving out a credit card for a free
for $5,000 just because you have a pulse.
Yeah, and we forgot you got to pay them back.
Yeah, that's the part.
So they learned from our mistakes, which is cool. But the one thing I find, and I'll get into your question, but the one thing I'm finding is, I don't want to say kids, but the first time home buyers, a younger group, don't have enough credit.
Right.
So before getting into the minimum credit scores, definitely want to have credit. So definitely want to have a credit card or two, paying them on time. Secured credit cards are always good to get that going. But USDA is going to be a program that is in more of a rural area.
Okay.
The good thing about it is it's 100% financing. There is an income limit, meaning you can't make more than X amount.
And gotcha. I
think it's like 72 and then 80 some thousand for a
combined or something combined. Like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's different for county. So you can call me for those exact limits, but PHFA is a great program. It's specific to Pennsylvania and it's just an FHA, but it's specific to Pennsylvania gotcha. That allows you to get some money towards closing cost down payment. It's goes up to $6,000. It's a second loan, but there's no interest and you pay it back. It's like $50 a month.
Yeah.
But it's good. But again,
now, what if you sell the house in 2 years or something like that?
Yeah, you just assume
you have to pay it back. Yeah, you pay it back.
Yes, okay. You would have to pay it back.
Got it.
The balance.
Yeah, the balance. What's due? Right. Yep. Now, when you went back to you were talking about credit cards. You know, years ago, we used to tell people, you know, hey, if you have no credit, go out, get a Boscov's card, or, you know, back then it was Wanamaker's. Remember that? go back and get a card and buy a t-shirt, pay it off. Buy, you know, something else, pay it off. Does that start to establish credit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but see, everything's now, we need it right away. We need it yesterday.
Oh, yeah. We're the now society. Come on.
Yeah.
You know that?
So, and it is even the younger you are, the quicker you want to see, you know, see results. So again, the secured card is going to be the best way for anybody really that's looking to establish credit. But that's where you put $500 at a Wells Fargo or another bank of your choice, and they hold the $500.
Oh, I didn't even know about this.
Oh yeah,
this never heard about this.
Within
a secured card,
correct.
So you're putting money into the account,
your money,
not like a debit card.
It sort of is.
Kind of like a debit card?
Yeah.
But it reports.
Correct.
Interesting. Didn't know that. So you put in $500, you pull out $200, but you got to put it back.
Yeah. So you buy gas, you're using your money, but you're paying yourself back. So it's showing that you have the ability to buy.
I've never heard of that before.
Come on.
Hugo hasn't either. Look at him. He's shaking his head. He has no idea what we're talking about.
He's got three of them in his pocket.
Yeah. He probably did. No, I don't think so. Yeah, with those cameras, he's going to need it, I'll tell you. But so you're saying you could do that, and that builds the credit pretty quickly then.
Yeah.
Because no credit is worse than bad credit, or no? Is it still that saying?
What do you mean?
I used to hear years ago, no credit at all is worse than some dings on your credit. Is that still what it used to be?
It depends, because it's going to depend on how bad your credit is, how quickly you can turn it around.
Like a 400 score is definitely not better than no credit.
Sure. Correct. Because it's going to take you a while to get it back. But if you have no credit, there are instruments now that you can build it up pretty quick. But again, time is going to heal all wounds with
absolutely.
With that.
And that's so true. It eventually the scars go away.
Yeah, they will.
They will go away.
And finding the right person, which we'll do in a future show. I still want to do that. The credit.
Oh, yes. Nancy.
Yeah. Bring her on. I think
she's
that'd be really
fantastic.
Helpful.
I've sent her to a couple of people just individually and she's done a great job. So let's go back into, we're in a very competitive market. Okay. Yep. And you know that because we're making offers like crazy and we're not always getting the offers. One of the things that we talked about before is don't keep secrets from you about money that you have, about relationships with your parents that maybe they can give a little gift.
Bingo. Yeah.
Isn't that something that they have to tell us these things?
Well, I'm starting to ask, you know, because let's say you have $15,000 towards your purchase. No, let's go 20,000, but you need 15,000 total cash to close. I would now, instead of telling people to put more down, I would tell them to keep that 5,000 just in case you get into an escalation or you got to pay. Because what's happening is the appraisals are coming back sometimes a little low.
I agree with you.
And you got to put some cash in. Now, hopefully it is only $5,000.
Yeah,
that'd
be
a dream. But
it's so funny you say that. I'm just thinking this now. What you put down, if you're very well qualified, the seller is not as concerned with as their net.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Think about it. So like you just said, let's just say that the appraisal's off by $5,000. They'd rather see you pay the $5,000 to make up the difference than put $5,000 more down.
Correct.
Right. I mean, cause it's more net in their pocket. That's what they're looking for, you know?
Yeah. And at the end of the day, 3% is the minimum for most first time home buyers. And that depends on your score. But again, like you said, 3% or 5%.
Yeah.
I'm keeping that 2%. Is emergency just in case I got to put more money.
Absolutely. Got a question for you now too.
Sure.
and this is a very slippery slope here, but I'm gonna go there. Can the buyer pay the buyer agency fees?
Yeah, but
can they pay seller's closing costs?
Yeah, I just hate
to help the seller net more. Can they pay? They can pay transfer tax. We know that because we're doing that all the time. But can they pay other things?
Well,
Can they do a seller credit? Crediting or a buyer credit or whatever you want to call it. Can I credit to the seller money like the seller does to me?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just asking.
But transfer is one we see a lot.
I hate when he says no.
But transfer is one we see a lot. But there, you know, we've got to be able to show it on the HUD. So we've got to be able to show it on the closing costs.
Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
Those are kind of off the track. But
okay, another question for you. I'm going to catch you off guard in all these now. This is going to be just firing questions.
Dude, we didn't.
You used to. You're like, hey, we did not plan this. FHA. There's peeling paint. Is the buyer allowed to go in and help paint?
Yeah, I mean anybody can do it. Yeah,
anybody can do it.
Sure, as long as it passes one at the end. But here's the thing: we used to say, "Listen, you're going to go in and repair a home you don't own yet."
Yeah, right.
So that's the
now.
Only.
Now we don't say that anymore. Now we're like, go repair the darn home.
Somebody get out
if
there.
If you want a house, go do it.
So peeling paint, railings, all that stuff. You can, yeah. I mean, if the seller is going to allow you into the property, and,
right?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Okay. Just checking. These are good questions.
Great
good questions, right? Yeah. I love catching you right off the cuff too. It's kind of good that way. Yeah. You're like so much for being prepared for this damn thing. So the other thing I wanted to go through. So going with the USDA, what people have to realize, there's a geographic area.
Yep.
Going back to that. And you can go online, type in the address, and it will tell you,
It should. Yep, it should.
If you have the address correctly, it should tell you that, hey, yeah, this is within that area. Mm-hmm. Places like Hamburg, you know, Wummelsdorf, you know, those places there, you really shouldn't have to be too concerned. They're in the area.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And it's a great program, especially
it is a great program.
Acreage. Like, you know, typically these properties come with a little bit more of a lot size.
Yeah, exactly. So that's cool. So PHFA, we talked about, this is the one thing that we discussed last time, is if you're in the price range, if you're telling them you can buy a property for $200,000. Mm-hmm. They go out looking for houses at $200,000. Now they're maxed out at $200,000. They realize that in this market, you've got to go over full price.
Yep.
So what happens then?
You start at 180 is what happens then.
I knew you were going to say that. You need to back it up is what you need to do, right?
I have that now. I have a couple clients that are at the top of their list. I actually, you know.
They almost have to find out on their own. Do you notice that?
Yeah.
Sometimes I think people need to experience what we're talking about. You know, because they know what we're saying is probably true, but they're like, you know what? My mom and dad are still saying that doesn't sound right. Yeah. And then they put a couple offers in, and then they realize that, hey, if we're at $200,000.
Well, keep in mind taxes, too.
And yeah,
I have a client now that I approved him for X amount at this rate, and then he found this awesome house, and he loves it. But
in Antietam.
Antietam. Taxes are crazy.
Yeah.
The taxes put him out of his X amount he could buy.
So being at that top today is not a really good idea.
No,
so if you're approved for if you're approved for 200, you really should be looking at 180. Yeah.
Just in case. I mean,
gives
if
you
that
room.
Property comes up that's, you know, 195 and you can do an escalation, you know, up to 200, that's fine. But yeah, if you're a hard stop at 200, it's.
Or once again, mom and dad might have some money.
Yeah, true.
Mom and dads hate this show, by the way. They absolutely hate this.
Remember, first-time homebuyers, gift money is allowed.
How about lottery money? What if they win the lottery? Can they use that?
As long as we can trace it.
It.
Yeah, trace it back.
What if Hugo gave me $10,000?
Not a relative.
Can't do it. He's not a relative.
Maybe.
He kind of looks like me. Don't you think so?
Hugo Wiseman.
Hugo Wiseman. That sounds, boy, does that sound funny, huh?
It'd be a married name.
It'd be a married name.
Now, one other thing, though, just for first-time homebuyers, if you're working with a lender, make sure that they go to bat for you in two ways. The pre-approval, there's ways that they can, I don't want to say alter it, but they can enhance it. So what I'll do is our pre-approval comes with a list of conditions that you need. W-2s, tax returns. If I've already got these conditions, I am taking them off and I am making a note to the seller and the selling agent that I'm taking them off. So I already have them. So they're more qualified than just, you know, somebody up the street that has a great credit score and I've checked their income. They're almost to the point where we have a commitment.
Yeah.
You know, we trust that this information. But then I'm also, number two, I'm calling Yes. Selling agent.
I was just going to say, that's a big one right now is the, are the lenders calling the seller's agent is huge.
Yeah, I love
because if I don't know who the person is, or if I'm, you know, kind of like, I don't know. I know Justin, but I don't. If you call and give the actual warm fuzzy and the feeling of confidence, mm-hmm. because, you know, any, you know, on paper is one thing, but when you call somebody and say, hey, by the way, these people, you know, they're pretty amazing. They're awesome buyers, because you don't say on a pre-approval, it doesn't say you're an awesome buyer.
I'm just enhancing that letter by saying, you know, it's a great couple, and I'll ask my buyers first how much I can share. I'm not going to share their income or their credit scores, but been at his job, Godiva, for 10 years, 15 years, hard work, has two kids that love the house, you know, want to be in that school district. I mean, I'd want to sell my house to someone, you know.
Absolutely.
That I know more about.
Absolutely.
That loves my house.
Very good. Very good. Anything else you want to say before we wrap this up?
Only that I see that my competition at the podcast is getting more fierce.
You mean like Craig Stonehall?
Killed it.
Oh, boy. And Craig might have to look over his back from now on.
No, or I'm going to have to look over
his
back.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Talking about technology.
Hey, you know, he did a great job, right?
Awesome.
That was a great show. Awesome. Really good show, as this was, too. Good. And I appreciate it. Thanks to Hugo also. Hugo's here doing some new filming and some new ideas for us that we might actually keep doing. And I think Love we it. Might. We'll see what happens.
Keep the questions.
Yeah, right. Keep the questions coming. That's exactly them. Right. I agree with you. 100%. So thanks a lot for coming in, Justin. We'll see you in a month. All right, there we are, Justin Perella from Annie Mac Mortgage, figuring out all kinds of stuff with mortgages and always making sure that we have the answers of what's going on in today's market. So if you have any questions, make sure you look him up, get your pre-approval, and get out there and start looking for a house. All right, see you next time.